back to the Nutramedical Report Live, and back in the saddle, as I say, back in the main studio with all our fancy equipment and good quality audio. We want to kind of get some information from Harley. He's been away for a few weeks. And you're back in Europe. What's going on with Brexit? What's going on with Europe? What's going on with the Silk Trail, the Middle East? All these issues. Give us an update, Harley.
Well, all eyes are on the United Kingdom tomorrow, but I think the assassination, which is very suspicious of Joe Cox, who was a supporter of staying in the European Union, by supposedly someone who is a right-wing nationalist, may have tipped the scale in favor of staying in.
Right.
The Brexit side, the people who wanted to leave the European Union, was gaining momentum, and it was building every single day. And then last Thursday, you had this unfortunate assassination of a young woman who was becoming quite a popular figure. And of course, it's the usual thing where you have someone who is reported to be a mental case, unstable, who then happened to have a profile of a right winger. But the same way we see with the Mateen case in Orlando and so many of these terror cases, there's a third hand involved. It's not just the mental case that's out there doing something. All you have to do is look at the timing and who gains from it.
Well, yeah, the fact that we're monitoring Mateen for 3 years, since 2013, he was a member of Securicrom, which is GS4. He'd been under a watch list for several years. This was a massaged, if you want to call it, terror or hate act based on the fact that Afghanistan was being bombed into the last millennium by our drone strikes and our indiscriminate bombing. But, you know, that's the modus. But behind it, the FBI and CIA always have their hand involved to make sure that these guys aren't taken out of action. I mean, there are plenty of warning signs.
It is the FBI, and that's what people have to realize, that there was a study that came out that the New York Times even reported that in the case of over 500 prosecutions or investigations of alleged Islamic terrorists in the United States, over 280 of them, that's over 50%,
right,
had two things in common. They were mental patients, or they were people who were on the FBI watch list. In many cases, they were people who the FBI encouraged as sting operations.
Right.
I think it's two-thirds of the prosecutions the FBI has were sting operations, where they take someone who is mentally unstable.
Right.
They feed him propaganda. They put them into – these are people who go in and out of the Saudi-based mosques. And then the FBI, in some cases, gives them money, gives them bombs, in some cases even drives them to the target location. In one case, there was a person driven to a synagogue with a bomb where the FBI agent, who was his undercover officer, then handed him over to the official FBI.
Right.
So you have so many of these cases, and I suspect we'll find at some point that the Joe Cox assassination in outside of London is the same thing.
Right. It's a massage situation
with a purpose.
Right. Yeah. In other words, Terror Inc. I want to mention a little aside that it goes back and shows a pattern here. I had a chance while I was traveling in Portland to meet a Kurdish man, who actually told me, because he was from Iran, he was from Iran. And basically what he said is something that I partially know, but I found out more yesterday, that, in fact, the Shah of Iran, and by the way, I knew his nephew personally back at Dalhousie University in Halifax in the 70s, but the Shah of Iran was actually removed by the CIA. He was told he was going to be replaced. And, in fact, the CIA had signed to bring the Ayatollah Khomeini, and instead they were going to Islamify or bring in Islam to Iran. People need to know that the Iranian people know this, that in fact the CIA actually brought in the mullahs and the Ayatollah. They even prepared the media to make sure they had lots of tapes.
This was after the CIA overthrew the nationalist Mossadegh,
which
saw back in 1953.
Right, and Mossadegh was brought out because he wanted a bigger cut of the oil and gas industry, and he wanted a plastics and petrochemical industry, which the British Petroleum Company would not allow him to have. Exactly. So they removed Mossadegh, and then they put Dushan, who played ball. He was a total player. And when the Ayatollah Khomeini wanted to have him back to assassinate him or to execute him, said, no, we made a deal with the Shah. We're not going to do that. So they allowed the Iranians to take our hostages, and then they sent in special forces. A lot of people died in this whole process. They moved a lot of the hostages out to 50 different communities or whatever, and eventually we got them out, but it was basically after we, quote, released the Shah, so we had to leave the United States and went away in a cruise boat toward England. But they never got him, okay? So the fact is that this is a deal. The setting up of Iran was the CIA operation. The Islamification of Iran by the mullahs was a CIA operation. Now, when we extend that, virtually every, and this is a comment that this gentleman said, every country on earth, the CIA and its affiliates, the NSA, etc., and the British intelligence, are involved as part of arms of the British Empire to manipulate and control and remove people from power in countries like South America, like in Chile recently, or to set up new proxy governments, and to have players. They're going to actually approve of players. And if they decide to change those players, like the Shah, and put in Khomeini, people say, well, how did all of a sudden... And his comment was that in Europe, it was a major vacation place. There were strip bars, and there was, you know, casinos, and there was everything in Iran. And they were 25 years ahead in many places in Europe. They'd go to Iran for vacations rather than going to America, to Florida, and so on. So what he said was, when they did this, they decided that they were getting too powerful, they're too large an oil producer, they wanted to have a bigger cut, just like Mossadegh did, and the CIA decided that we're going to deconstruct your country and throw it back into the Dark Ages with Islam. That's what they did. And he, and this guy's a Kurdish man who tells me this. He was raised as a Muslim. Okay?
Well, to get to the what you asked me at the beginning about the European situation, what you see is the same kind of operation played out everywhere.
Right.
Now, the two places it's playing out most dangerously are China and the border of Russia.
Right.
And while, you know, I was in Vienna last week, I'll be going to Berlin this week, and I can tell you everyone's eyes are on two things. One, the Brexit vote, which is tomorrow.
Right.
And again, I think probably it's going to be a narrow victory to stay in the EU. The reason for that is that it would be too destabilizing for the big banks if Britain broke out of the EU right now. Now,
right.
The reality is Britain needs the EU because the City of London controls it.
Right.
So the City of London is betting on a victory of the stay-in grouping.
Well, I think they're going to, if they get close enough, they can steal it, which means the so-called proxy foreign votes that are going to come in. And with the death of Cox, they've narrowed the margin now, which used to be 7-8% down to maybe 2%, which is stealable. So I'm not hopeful. The same way as I'm amazed that they're trying to continue to play with the emails, which is indictable, but it's probably not going to result in an indictment of Hillary. Hillary Rotten Clinton, I call her, or the Hilda Beast. It's very likely they should have prosecuted her on the fact that she literally destabilized and destroyed Libya, which even Obama states is his worst mistake. But she touts it as being a great experience and how she's so wonderful. And she's dangerous. Her foreign policy is to bring conflict with Russia. It's not to bring back the Silk Trail with China. Her conflict thing is what's called the Arc of Chaos, which is a globalist PNAC people. And Hillary Clinton is lockstep with this whole crazy policy of trying to bring down Russia by destroying its satellite countries or even bring them into NATO, when what Trump wants to do is bring NATO to a new level to actually incorporate Russia and get rid of extreme Islam and assist the local countries. Like, for every dollar we spend here to bring a refugee, we could have 11 people back in their own country in Iraq or Afghanistan. This is disgusting behavior. It's not acceptable. It's actually a crime that Hillary's actually able to run. That's how bad it is. It's disgusting.
The Arc of Crisis policy goes back to Brzezinski and the Carter administration. And this is where the left-wing liberal imperialists and the right-wing neocons merge as a force.
Exactly.
Now, here's the other point that I was making, which is that what they're also talking about in Europe now is the possibility of a break with NATO. And you see it in terms of, on the one side, the fear about the Brexit. But let me just tell you, on the Brexit thing, one final footnote. The Rothschild banks, the leading London banks, they have a foot in both camps. So they were figuring that if there was a break, Europe right. would still need London for the money laundering and for the raising of funds and so on. But the one area where there's total agreement with the within the establishment, the Wall Street and City of London establishment, is that there has to be continued pressure on Russia to force Putin to give up on the Silk Road policy. Now, this goes back to the original founding documents of NATO, which said the point of NATO, and you could say this is the same point of the European Union, was to keep the U.S. in, the Germans down, and the Russians out.
Right.
And this was the policy that was stated by the first British commander of NATO. Can't remember his name. It's something like Lord Elkton or Elsford or something like that. But this has been NATO policy since then. Now,
right.
what's happening is there's a meeting in Warsaw of the NATO heads of state in about 2 or 3 weeks. And what they're planning is to put 4 new divisions into Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. That is an extra 8 to 10,000, maybe 12,000 forces on the border with Russia.
Right.
The U.S. is committed to one division, the British to one division. I think they got twisted Merkel's arm to commit a division. And now you'll like this, Bill. You know who the fourth country providing a division is supposed to be? Canada.
That's crazy. Of course, the Canadian Prime Minister is a walking fool.
He's a puppet of the British.
He's a total puppet. I mean, this guy he's worse than his father, Pierre-Elliott Trudeau. He looks more like his mother, but he's a total tool. He's ridiculous.
Well, and here's what's happening now with NATO, is that the Poles, the Polish government is completely crazy. They're saying they expect a Russian invasion, therefore they need more troops, and they're going to try and raise 35,000 troops from police and border patrol and so on.
Well,
They're also asking for nuclear weapons. Let me just finish this point.
Yeah, really?
What the Russian Defense Ministry is saying is that the last time you had so many forces massed on the western border of Russia was in 1941 when Hitler was preparing for Operation Barbarossa. And the Russians are saying they're not going to sit still and let this happen.
Now, tell me why, at this late date, they want to actually have a war posture when there's no logical, key bono, who's going to benefit? Are the Russians going to benefit? Are the Poles going to benefit? Are the Europeans? Who's going to benefit from this crazy policy?
This is exactly the question I got in Vienna at every meeting I went to. And I told them there are two things to realize. There's a section of the establishment which is crazy, which looks at the world from the standpoint of population reduction.
Right.
And therefore, they're saying a nuclear war wouldn't be such a bad thing. The question is, how do we win a nuclear war? And they actually believe that pinpoint nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons, combined with cyber warfare, could win. Now, that's insane.
Right.
There's another grouping which basically says, if you don't back Russia and China down, then the new Silk Road, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the new Development Bank, will soon replace the IMF, the World Bank, and the City of London.
Right.
As the basis of a global financial system. In other words, the London Wall Street crowd will lose everything. Therefore, they have to do everything possible to discredit Putin and try to force Putin to submit to this globalized corporate fascist world. Now, what they haven't figured out is that Putin has outflanked them over and over and over. The Chinese are now fully with the Russians on this. The Japanese are moving into this Russia-China axis. The South Koreans are moving into it. Even Australia is looking into it. Now, here's the real shocker for your audience. What a lot of Europeans are saying, including in Germany, including in Austria, France, and Italy, and you'll hear this, people should tune in to LaRouchePact.com this weekend to hear the conference that's going to be going on in Berlin. What leaders of these countries are starting to say is maybe Europe would be better off to break with NATO, break with London and Wall Street, and go to an economic alliance with Russia and China. And that's becoming more openly discussed. And, you know, I was here in December, and a few people under their breath would say, well, we're looking at the China thing. It's still far off. Now they're seeing what China's doing. China's building railroads in Serbia. They're building a port in Greece.
Well, yeah, what I heard is that they're planning on a Silk Road rail that shows the rail line gauging, which is the biggest problem, apparently, heading into Poland and Ukraine. And they want to bring a rail all the way through to London.
But you know how they're going to do it? They're going to avoid Ukraine and Poland, and they're going to come through Vienna, which is the obvious transshipment point, because Vienna is on north-south, so it can take things from the port of Piraeus from the Mediterranean to the Baltic Sea. But also Vienna can connect through Serbia, through Russia and Serbia, and then from there to Paris and to Madrid and to Rome.
And that makes sense, because that was the center point of the empires of the Middle Ages, was Vienna.
Now, they've already had agreements from the Chamber of Commerce, the Manufacturers Association, and others to work on the rail gauge with the Chinese. And the important thing there is that most people don't know this, but the Austrians are among the best in the world at rail, at tunneling, at bridges, at machine tool production, and they're ready to break. The Austrian foreign minister, who's a dubious character, Sebastian Kurz, last week said, look, we should revisit this question of sanctions. The Italian President Renzi, or Prime Minister Renzi, was in St. Petersburg for the St. Petersburg Industrial Forum, and he met with Putin and said, look, we've got to stop these sanctions. Top leaders of Merkel's own party now are joining with former Chancellor Schroeder from the opposition to say that the sanctions must be dropped. And Sarkozy, the former president of France, who's trying to make a comeback, was in St. Petersburg for the forum, and he said, drop the sanctions, work with Russia.
Exactly.
So we're seeing a break from the Obama-Cameron doctrine. That's why they're furiously trying to make sure that Brexit is defeated and that there can be a unified Europe under the military threat from NATO to stop this Russian-China initiative.
I don't think it's stoppable. I think that, it's an unstoppable force to see the rise of Russia coming back from its economic chaos, which, by the way, was all engineers against Russia. And Russia, by the way, in a sense, laid down because they were economically devastated. They knew they couldn't engage on the financial side of a World War III, we call Cold War. But that's not the case anymore. And Russia's technology of warfare can completely neutralize us. China's expansion in forces and so on over the next 10 years will make it the prescient number one world power, along with Russia.
You know, here's the interesting thing. We're still spending as a percent of GDP 10 times more than the Russians and the
Chinese. That's because we're wasteful. We have so much pork in our. When we build a jet, and I talk to guys who are engineers, they're actually one of my patients at Lockheed Martin. When they're building the Joint Strike Fighter, I talk to these guys, and they roll their eyes and tell me what's going on. The management style we have is everybody wants to get a piece of the action. So when these congressmen and senators come back from Congress, they want a piece of town and making one little part in one factory in their town. And the result is the cost of building a jet, instead of $25 million, it's $400 million.
It's just the perfect example of the corruption of a military-industrial complex, which is based on stealing money from the government and stealing money from the population.
Exactly. And also the technology is often an amalgam of, it's how to design an elephant. It's technology that doesn't even engage the older versions of Russian aircraft and doesn't have the technological advances you'd need to actually engage if you did a real war and not a faux or war. This is craziness, and our policies will kill America, and we're wasting money like crazy. And and it's both parties, Democrats and Republicans, are collaborating in this globalist, corrupt feeding frenzy like we call political piranhas.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Yeah, what's going on is it is the end again, the end of ignorance. I had a discussion yesterday with someone who said they couldn't really see any problem with Hillary. I said, "Are you kidding?" If you're informed and you actually have observed the issues and the corruption over the last 25 years with Hillary and Bill Clinton, their current foundation activities, and just even take one section, the policy toward Russia and the Ark of Chaos, with Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Project for the New American Century, that policy alone should scare the pants off you. It should terrify you to understand this woman is literally setting the fuse for World War III. She's setting the fuse for world economic destruction. She's setting the fuse for massive terrorism on American soil and gun-grabbing activity that will result literally in a revolution. It'll be a hot one, too. It'll be awful. I mean, people have no idea. So I'm going to say this as a statement. If you out there vote for Hillary Clinton, I'm praying for two things, for your repentance and judgment if you don't. I'm praying to God that he deals with you. Okay? So if you vote for Hillary, you, not just Hillary, are evil. That's the facts.
This weekend, and we're having leading people from Russia, from Japan, from Italy, from France, from Germany, from Syria, from Egypt, and from the United States, in the form of Lyndon LaRouche will be there.
Right.
We're going to be having a dialogue that will take up two questions. One is precisely the war danger coming right. from the crowd that runs Obama and the crowd, that, the same crowd trying to put Hillary in.
And Hillary will be Marjorie, he'll be Obama on steroids. The policy she'll bring in place, and she won't have her hand, as she said a year ago, off the tiller like she said that Obama does. Whatever policies the globals will want, she will speed it up at an enormous pace. It'll be unbelievable.
We'll go through the details on that. But yeah. We'll also have, and by the way, Chaz Freeman, who's a former ambassador to Saudi Arabia, a top State Department person who's been working with us quite a bit over the last years, he's going to be a speaker at this conference as well. Now, then we're going to take up the question of why should Europe go down with the British system and the Wall Street system when there's a new paradigm in existence operating already. The Chinese are making enormous amounts of loans, and the loans are going immediately into job-creating infrastructure, scientific and technological development. They're building roads, they're building power plants, they're building dams. They're bringing the know-how they've developed over the last 20 years, which is quite substantial.
Right.
And what's interesting is we have that know-how in the United States. The Europeans know how to do these things, but we're shutting them down. Jerry Brown is basically saying you have to do without water and power in order for California to be properly green. He's preparing to, you know, remember Jerry Brown said there shouldn't be more than 500,000 people in California. His policies could kill 30 to 40 million people if he's not stopped.
Well, basically, his policies are going to cause what's called climate refugees. And they aren't dealing with protection against, as I mentioned, using technology to stop these superquakes. There's a lot of new evidence that San Andreas is moving. The fault line that's caused the earthquake about a week and a half ago here in Southern California was pretty significant, 5.2. And it's only 25 miles from triggering off San Andreas, too, so he's doing nothing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back with Harley. So, Harley, you're in for the segment, and we'll see you next week. We plan on doing some videos if we can, but we'll do it on the fly on your schedule, because live stream, by the way, we notify our people if they sign up for live stream that they can actually watch these. They can actually call into the raise questions in the text on NutriMedical 1, which is our call-in line for our videos on live stream. Please tell us more about what's going on and what's going to happen in the next week or so. At your conference that's coming up. And, of course, these things will be posted over on LaRouchePAC.com.
Yeah, the conference is Saturday and Sunday, and I don't think it will be posted live because some of the speeches will be in different languages.
Yeah, they'll post it later and have an English transcript or whatever.
We'll have it archived, the English transcript. I'm sure some of it will be on LaRouchePub.com, the EIR site. But here's what I wanted to get to, because you know, you can talk about Hillary, you can talk about the war danger. People don't understand what's behind it.
Right.
It's not just that Hillary's an evil person and you know, spawn of Satan. I mean, that may be true, but that's
it is
not
true. But to be honest, yeah. It's a minor detail. The economic system is driving the war and everything else,
well,
isn't it?
That's the point. Now, watch yesterday and today the testimony of Janet Yellen, or I think maybe it was.
Yeah, she was in Congress yesterday talking to Congress, And and since last year, they've been talking about what's called a Fed coin or a crypto coin, so they don't have to print it. She mentioned last year that they can't afford to print money anymore.
Well, what came out from the testimony, and this is actually the important point. What Yellen had indicated at the last Federal Open Market Committee, which I believe was in the beginning of May, was that they would go ahead with raising interest rates again because everything looked so good. Now, what happened between May and June is that the wheels came off the lines because they had to revise the employment statistics from April and May. The March and April statistics, they revised. The May statistics were terrible. But what has come out is what you and I have been talking about, and Mr. LaRouche has been talking about for a long time. The jobs they're creating aren't worth anything. They're not producing anything. People are not making enough money to buy anything. And so the only buying and selling that's going on is at the extreme high end of the income categories, people buying and selling yachts, cars, vacation homes, new wives, you know, just spending money like crazy.
Right.
And then corporations buying their own stock, banks speculating like crazy in each other's financial paper. But underneath it is a shell, which is empty. There's nothing. And so what Yellen has been saying is, well, we'll have to hold off a little bit before we raise rates again. But she also gave a speech earlier this month in which she said, well, negative interest rates may not be so bad. Now, what they're basing that on is that Japan and Germany have not yet imploded, and they've gone with certain negative rates. Germany's giving negative rates on 10-year bonds.
Right.
Now, let me tell you what people on the inside are saying. This is going to destroy what's left of the German economic miracle.
Right.
Because the negative interest rates will affect two categories. One, people who save. Because people save because they can get a certain return on their savings. If you have money in banks that give you negative rates, in other words, you have to pay for the privilege of keeping your money there, people aren't going to save. They're going to spend it, or they're going to take the money out and look for some other place to make money.
Right.
Secondly, banks are going to hold on to their cash and look for speculative ventures as opposed to what they're supposed to do, which is put the money into investment. The whole policy of the European Union, the Juncker plan, he's the president of the European Commission, and the Draghi plan, he's the president of the European Central Bank. Draghi, by the way, is an ex-Goldman Sachs guy. Their whole plan was based on the lie that by lowering rates and by quantitative easing and then going to negative rates, this will pour money into the Mittelstand, the medium and small enterprises that are technologically advanced, high-tech engineering firms and so on that will create jobs. The reality is there's no money going into those areas.
No, no. There's going money into – if you can make 20% or 22% speculating and buying each other's value of their stocks or other things in the derivative market, why would you invest in the real economy? And if the velocity of money in the real economy is dropping like a rock, eventually in the disappearance of the middle class that buys things, the only people buying things are people that are super wealthy from speculation. And that means selling and buying $3 and $5 million homes and giant yachts and so on. But that's a very tiny part of the whole economy. And that what's that eventually
that's
going
the
to
part of the economy that was being promoted by the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, Fox News, the same thing they keep saying. I see Sean Hannity is now saying, well, the economy's not good, but that's for electoral reasons. The reality is that everybody's been told that the U.S. is in a great recovery.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm doing here in Europe is meeting with people who say, well, we in Europe should be doing what the U.S. is doing. And I said, why? Look what's really happening in the U.S. And, you know, when I was here in December and January, people didn't believe me because they were reading the Financial Times, the London paper. They were reading The Economist, which is the original Rothschild house organ. They were reading the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and it was saying everything's going well. Now, what everyone's saying is gee, you were right. The economy in the U.S. has not recovered. And right. So that's why you're seeing people in Germany, France, Italy, Austria starting to raise the question of, have we blown it with Russia? Is there a way we can get back on their good side so we can be part of this new package? Now, it hasn't broken through yet. I don't want to give people a false impression. You still have Merkel and Schäuble, the two most important players.
But she's on her way out, though. So Merkel, the pre-elections that have already been held say that by next year she's going to be history. And I really think the back channels, even inside her own party, are saying already they're going to make deals with Russia.
No, but Bill, let me tell you, there's a slightly different point here. Merkel may be on her way out, but the two people who are being promoted, one is Schäuble, who's right. currently the finance minister. The other is von der Leyen, who is the defense minister, who is a complete lackey for Ash Carter and Obama.
So what you're saying is they took out one bad actor and put two new actors in that follow the same old policies.
Now, the other side of it is that the Christian Social Union, which is the Christian Democratic Party Bavarian base, that is the southern German part of the Christian Democrats, they are now sending people into Moscow for talks. The Social Democratic Party, which is the coalition partner with the CDU, the Steinmeier, who's the foreign minister, has been denouncing the sanctions. Industrial ministries, the development minister Gerd Müller, and others are all saying, look, we've got to reconsider what we're doing. So there is a split developing. Now, here's the problem. The British and the Obama crowd have one lever they're using to keep Europe in line, and that's the Saudis and the Turks, to escalate the war in the Middle East, to increase the refugee flows, and to break the European Union into a group of parts that can't function. Now, the problem is that the problem in Europe is not immigration per se, it's submission to the U.S.-British policy, which right. is causing the immigration crisis.
Right. In fact, they want the immigration crisis amplified. For every dollar they spend in America, they could have 11 people back in Iraq and Afghanistan and North Africa. They don't want it. They want the immigration crisis.
Yeah, they want it because if the European Union could come to its senses, led by Germany and France in particular, and recognize that the Silk Road is the solution, the Chinese and others are prepared to fund massive development projects in Syria, in Lebanon, in Jordan, in Iraq, which would trigger both jobs in Europe and in the Middle East. Now, the U.S. policy, as we just saw with Crown Prince Salman, the son of the current degraded Saudi king, was in Washington. Who did he meet with? Carter. He met with Ash Carter. He met with Mitch McConnell. He met with Paul Ryan. He met with Obama. And they all said, look, we're not going to undermine the Saudi alliance. At a point at which it's becoming increasingly clear, as in the Mateen case, as you know, Mateen right. went to Saudi Arabia twice. Virtually every terrorist has either a Saudi connection through direct involvement in Saudi Arabia or belonging to a mosque funded by Saudis
the Saudis are often directly connected with security forces in Israel. These ISIS people are actually treated in Israeli hospitals. I've talked to an anesthesiologist a few months ago who was one of the treating doctors for ISIS injured in Israel, outside Israel, doing activities. So people need to start grasping what's going on here, is that there's a collaboration between Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Arab Emirates, and Qatar, and the United States behind the scenes funding, supplying equipment, monies, etc., and looking the other way when ISIS sells its oil to G20 nations.
Well, so, now, even more, you have now this renewed fighting in Aleppo. And Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, presented evidence that was then brought to the United Nations Security Council that two groups that the United States claims are moderate rebels
right.
are actually indistinguishable from al-Qaeda, the al-Nusra Front in
right.
Syria.
Which they try to claim is not.
and that these groups are being rebuilt with funds coming through Turkey, with arms and fighters coming through Turkey.
Right.
And the U.S. knows this. And John Kerry lied when he publicly said that the Russians are trying to destroy the moderate groups. These are not moderate groups. This is Al-Qaeda. You know who else is lying on this? David Petraeus, who is still a hero to some conservatives. Petraeus has been lobbying the Congress to support Al-Qaeda to overthrow Assad. So the great hero of the Iraq surge is on some kind of neocon Saudi payroll supporting terrorism and giving
back. Why would he do that? Why? What do they have on him, do you think, that would make him do something so unpatriotic?
Well, I don't think what he did in Iraq was so good. You know, the whole surge, basically we paid Sunni tribes to fight, and then what did those Sunni tribes do? They became Al-Qaeda. They became ISIS. So I don't think Petraeus is a hero. I think he's part of the same establishment.
Well, we've had McCain actually posing with ISIS being trained in a town north of Amman, Jordan. John McCain, one of our senators, posing for pics. For, you know, hey, this is a selfie. I'm here with the ISIS guys. Aren't they great?
Well, what McCain said is that he didn't know these were ISIS people. Which,
oh, my God. So, I mean, I call it blame damage. This guy is such a liar. He's second only to Hillary Clinton.
So what you've got, Bill, is an Anglo-American Saudi-Turkey deployment to continue the wars in the Middle East. And these are devastating wars. The most of the refugees are people who are desperate.
Well, this man that I talked to was Kurdish from Iran. The largest supply of new high-quality oil and gas in the world is right beside Kirkuk, which is all we call a country I call media, which doesn't exist yet. But they have so much money now, they have their own private army, the North Iraqis that are the Medians, which is why the Peshmergas are kicking the butt of the so-called Turkish and Saudi forces and ISIS. It's primarily Peshmerga forces, and there's no collaboration with American bombing runs. They will not collaborate with the Peshmerga forces or the Shiite militia from Iraq or from Iran. Our foreign policy and our policy of our military is disgusting.
It's because it has a higher intent. It's not to defeat terrorism. It's to continue the war on terror as a false operation to enslave the Americans, to destroy Europe with refugees, and to completely obliterate any civilization in the Middle East. That's what Obama continues to stand for. And that's why he has to be removed. And that's why the issue for Americans is not November. It's what's going to happen this summer, because we could see, triggered by this Warsaw meeting of NATO, an escalation on the Russian border, which could lead to war before the November election. And so that's why Obama minimally should be locked up in the White House. Give him next year's NCAA basketball brackets to play with or something.
Yeah.
But keep his finger off the button. Keep his involvement with strategic matters to nothing.
If Turkey is allowed to get access to our nukes, if the war continues in Aleppo to start trying to push back the Assyrian and Russian and Peshmerga forces, this is going to get really vicious. And one of the things I'm surprised at is how the Chinese have not brought massive amounts of troops in, because they're next. They've already announced that they're going to start collaborating with Russia to try to come in. And because they realize, you know, the people have to understand this, most of the oil that we obtained in Iraq by taking over the place is handled by Chinese oil engineers, and the fifth largest oil company is Chinese.
Let me add a point very quickly. The other factor here is India. Obama was trying to pull India into an anti-China alliance, and it didn't work.
Right.
Because the Indians know that the future is with China and Russia.
Right.
And the BRICS countries, even though Brazil is going through destabilization, the BRICS countries will emerge as the only place where economic development will occur.
Right.
And if Americans realize that, let's get together with the BRICS countries. That's what our Berlin conference will be. And I really urge people to take the time to go on to LaRouchePact.com to see what it is that we're doing as an American force to bring the United States on the side of those people who support the old idea of the American system and not this British imperial system, which is a system of permanent warfare and poverty.
Yeah, but if you want to grow the economy like Trump talks about, which he's going to do, if you want to have a foreign policy where you're now always trying to engage Russia on a war footing, if you want Europe to start turning back toward making alliances with Russia and China and rebuild the Silk Road, you've got to stop all the policies of the globalists that are both in the Republican and Democratic Party, because all this push against Trump, his primary reason why they don't want him is, number one, he doesn't want to inflame terrorism. He wants to restabilize things with Russia and China. He wants to build up trade. He doesn't want to have this conflict, which eventually will transfer from an economic war to a physical, thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war at some point, killing off most of the population of Earth. And that's where we're going with Hillary Clinton, George Bush, Bill Clinton, etc. That's what the globalists want, and it's crazy and evil.
I'll talk to you next week, Bill.
Back in a moment.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
And welcome back to the Dramatic Report. And you have some questions to call in about geopolitical issues. This last segment is just a few minutes, but 800-313-9443. We have our Health and Wellness Hour coming up, and then third hour, we have Tim Alexander. We're going to do further analysis of geopolitical events and where all this is going or not going. Just looking at some of the news, and I just want to touch on some top news stories I've been reviewing. The first thing that we're seeing over at Judge, of course, is the battle of Trump lets her have it, world-class liar. Hillary Clinton is extremely dangerous, probably the most corrupt and dangerous politician in literally modern history in the last hundreds of years in any country. I want you to see these articles because there's 8 movies coming out between now and Election Day, but revelations by security people around Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton during Bill Clinton's 2 terms in office, the activities of the State Department, the corruption selling American State Department favors and corporate favors with contracts, etc., with money going back to the Clinton Foundation, is beyond obscene. This woman should have been indicted, not just over emails, that's a minor blip. It's about so many issues, including the disaster in Benghazi, Libya, etc. So I want people to understand that what's going on there. There are some very scary things happening in terms of genetic engineering, and I've talked about this before. They can now take skin cells, and they can create a sexual germ cell line cells. Now, they can't yet take a female skin cell and turn it into a male sperm, but all you need is a Y chromosome. And then with the CRISPR protocol, you can literally create an individual with up to 34 different parents, including mitochondrial DNA. So what people need to understand is the erector set, or build your own human, or transhuman, which may be part animal, is a reality today. We'll talk about this in future shows. The new movie is coming out with Jeffrey Smith on GMO foods and the toxicity of glyphosate, which attaches to the glide and fraction wheat gluten along with GMO. GMO have what's called epigenetic effects. They turn on and off hundreds of genes inside the body in ways similar to things like the OX513A gene that was put into these Franken mosquitoes but jumped out into plants. It was put in there with a Balmer's moth about 8-9 years ago in Georgia. It's now got into plants, animals, and other vectors. So it's pretty amazing. The Orlando Schroeder, by the way, was texting his wife, but it's very clear that he was totally massaged and controlled by the FBI, that he was doing a revenge activity because of her indiscriminate bombing. We talked about this with Matthew on Monday, my son. His website, by the way, is MatthewDeagle.com. He offers some amazing services over there. And I want you to consider checking him out. Looking at the news items, by the way, he'll be on the regularly, but just we'll be on together, just talking about different issues, geopolitical and other issues. Surprise, a newfound asteroid, a quasi-moon around Earth. Of course, it follows us and zips around at some distance from the planet. People need to be aware only about 4% of objects are near Earth that could cause real trauma to the planet, or we call city crashers, are picked up by even U.S. Space Command. So people need to be understand what's really happening here. So when we come back in hour number 2, it's health and wellness. Any topic you want to ask about health or wellness, in hour 3 we'll have Tim Alexander, and we're going to do an autopsy on some of the news he covered yesterday and updates of what's going on with Brexit, which is to happen tomorrow. They're going to probably try to steal it, especially with the death of Joe Cox. When we come back, your questions on health and wellness, 800-313-9443. You can email, anybody can email for a wellness protocol consultation, a brief starting protocol. If it looks complex, I'll request you do a full formal consultation. Back in a moment, and coming up tomorrow, Leo Zagami and Tex Mars. You don't want to miss it. Hour 1 and 2.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.